Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy shit to happen and running this week. This week's stories include, have yourself a merry little statesmas, the true winner of the Bighorn 100, and results from Broken Arrow Sky Race. Statesmas is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. The most important ultramarathon on North American soil kicks off with a shotgun blast this Saturday at 5 a.m. in Squaw Valley, California. So much news, so little time. We're on our way, as you watch this, ourselves to cover the big dance hoedown. Buckle up, here we go. We know what's on everyone's mind as we head into the weekend. No, not the race favorites, the ultra fashion. It may as well be Fashion Week. It's a proven fact that the style seen at States will have a direct effect on the whole rest of the summer. Here's what we foresee. Stephanie Howe is not only rocking the WS sweatpants, but look at that perfect tuck and stride. Walmsley's bringing back the holy crop, and we think it's a good choice with the forecasted heat race day. Only question is, how many others will be cropping? Next, we turn to headwear. Keep an eye out for Magda's signature hat and Avery Collins' new cornrows mixing things up a bit.
That's nice. Woo! Okay. Yep, I'm changing the game.
As with any 100 miler, surprises are always in store and we can't wait to see what pops up. What goes well with a sweltering summer 100? Well, how about pairing it with a fine Pinot Noir, aptly named Roby Point. This is now a reality thanks to husband and wife team Robert and Carolyn Bowler. I'm just hoping they bring enough to States this weekend for a wine mile challenge on the Placer High School track. Anyone? There's been a lot of talk of diet ahead of this year's race. From Jim Walmsley's pizza, cookies, donuts, ice cream, to Camille Herron's beer and burgers. It seems junk food is the choice of the pros. Let's see if it leads them to Auburn in first place. Let's turn to another popular summer 100 that wrapped up this past weekend. The Bighorn 100 turned into an insane mud race after torrential downpours hit the course through much of the night. Controversially, the top attempted to cross the finish line together after linking up and working together through the crazy conditions. According to the website results, Andrew Skirka edged his fellow competitors for the win in 21 hours, 30 minutes, 8 and 4 tenths of a second, giving him less than a second advantage over Alex Ho, Brian Oestreich, and Eric Lapoma. Just a public service announcement from your friendly folks here at Mountain Outpost that handholding is strictly limited to either showing affection towards your significant other or helping your child cross the street. Neither of which, by the way, should be done during a race. For more on this, we go to our Beast Coast correspondent, Jizzle Wizzle, who himself finished the Bighorn in 31 hours, 7 minutes. Take it away.
Good afternoon, Outhouse Nation. This is the Jizz from the Beast Coast. Today, reporting from Dayton, Wyoming and the Tongue River Community Center, where we've had a Beast Coast invasion of the Bighorn 100. It was muddy, it was crazy, and surprisingly, I didn't win. But this guy did, Eric, along with three other dudes. Think about that. Four dudes tied for the win. But it doesn't matter. One of them is from the Beast Coast. So here's the thing. Next time you're looking for a race in June, come here to Bighorn. And if you're from the Beast Coast, bring four of your friends and all of them can win and get all kinds of prizes. From Sheridan and Dayton, Wyoming, it's the Jizz.
A couple of stories pertaining to clean sport and doping this week. In addition to the impending drug tests at the finish line of the Western States 100 this weekend, athlete and golden ticket winner Alex Nichols was summoned for a blood control test from the International Trail Running Association. Similar tests were given to Tim Tollefson ahead of Ultra Trail Australia and Ryan Gelfi before the Istria 100. Looking forward to more of these in the future. Also shared by Timoteo this week, Mary Acor, who served a 2-year doping ban, won $2,500 in prize money and the master's title at the Grandma's Marathon. Sounds like they don't do any testing there, which means we don't currently know Mary's clean sport status. An odd encounter between runner and coon. Rachel Borch, living in Maine, was attacked by a rabid raccoon while out on a trail run. It latched onto her finger and would not let go. Rachel took quick action, drowning the animal in a nearby puddle, although she is vegetarian. Savage. She's reportedly doing okay after receiving injections and shots to ward off the disease. The US Skyrunner Series kicked off this weekend in, yes, you guessed it, Squaw. The season opener was packed with talent, and the crazy snow-covered course did not disappoint. The VK and 52K are officially in the series, so we'll focus on those distances. For the ladies, Morgan Aretola smashed the ladies' field with a 47.18 on the 3-mile-long and 1,000-meter climb course, 3 minutes ahead of 2015 U.S. Skyrunner Series VK champ, Anna Mae Flynn. On the men's side, it was J.P. Donovan, a name we've heard before at the top of the U.S. skyrunning podium. He bested Max King by 2 minutes, cementing himself as a solid VK contender. On to the 52K. In the men's race, it was Tate Pullman with a win over a still-recovering and freshly-minted Hoka One One athlete, Tim Frericks. Tate, of course, was just 3 seconds back of Joe Gray at last season's finale at the Flagstaff Sky Race 39K. Watch out for this dude in 2017. On the ladies' side, Kelly Wolf, who smashed last fall's Flagstaff Sky Race 55K course record, bested vets Stevie Kramer and Anna Mae Flynn by 4 and 6 minutes, respectively. On a final note, we have a fun caption contest for you leading into the weekend. Give us your best line for this photo of Western States race director, Craig Thornley. Best one will get some Mountain Outpost stickers. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or want to meet Jam Jam and Squaw, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a shit week. Hey, still watching? Support this show by purchasing this famous pair of Jam Jam sunglasses. As a bonus, we'll include some stickers and a signed certificate of bebop, bebop, boop. Smash the link. Click here to subscribe. Click here to see another episode. Bye.